Hey friends, this is Rick Renner reading the December teaching letter for 2025. Dear friends, Merry Christmas and greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus who came to us from the Father as Emmanuel, which means God with us. And of course, He came as the Savior of the world. This month, right now, people all over the world are celebrating the birth of Jesus with their friends, their family, or their church. And Christmas really is a wonderful time for all of us to thank God for everything He's given to us in our lives. And at this season, when people are giving gifts to friends and family, I'm also thinking of the financial gifts that you have given this past year to the work of God in our ministry. And I want to say thank you, truly thank you from our hearts for everything you've given and for everything you will continue to give to help us fulfill our God-given assignment. This ministry is really reaching people all over the world who watch us on TV in different various kinds of media and then contact us for prayer, for support, and for materials to help them grow spiritually. And we do this, and we're able to do this, because of partners. And we are just full of thanksgiving for everything you do so faithfully to help us get the trusted teaching of God's Word to people all around the world. In fact, we illustrate this beautifully each year in our full-color annual report, and I want you to have one. And to view and download a free copy of our 2025 annual report, please go online to renner.social/2025 or call our office at 1-800-742-5593 and request it, and we'll send it to you postage paid for U.S. mailing only. But I also want to remind you that until December the 26th, we're offering a 25% discount on every Renner product in our website store. Also, the Renner interpretive version of 1st and 2nd Peter is now available. It is loaded with insight and revelation that has the power to change your life. And right now you can call 1-800-742-5593 or go online to renner.org/store to order all Renner products at a 25% off discount and place your order for the RIV of 1st and 2nd Peter as well. And when you get your copy of this second volume of the RIV, remember the first volume was James and Jude, I would love to hear back from you to know your comments and your thoughts. But last month I began speaking to you about how to obtain the healing that Jesus purchased for you in redemption. And we saw that we need to renew our mind to the truth and align both our heart and mouth with that truth. But in today's letter, I want to add the next two points: how to hold fast to your confession and to let patience do its amazing work. But once you've renewed your mind concerning the healing Christ purchased for you, and once your heart and your mouth are aligned with God's promises, then it's time to dig your heels into the bedrock of your faith and decide to never budge from that position. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." The words "hold fast" are derived from the Greek word kat echo, which is a compound of the words kata and echo. The word kata carries the force of something that comes down so hard and so heavily that it's overpowering and dominating to the point of being subjugating. And when this force arrives on the scene, it conquers, it subdues, and it immediately begins expressing its overwhelming and influencing power. But the second part of the word kat echo is the word echo, which simply means to have and carries the notion of possession. But when kata and echo are compounded into the word kat echo, it portrays seizing something with all of one's might and keeping it firmly under one's control to ensure it never escapes. It portrays someone who finds the object of his dreams and then holds it down, taking control of it, dominating, and even setting on it if he must, so it doesn't get away from him. And this is the attitude you must have if you want to see God's promises come to pass in your life, which means once you've deeply embedded them into your heart and renewed your mind to them, you've got to wrap your arms around them and determine to never relinquish them. You've got to cat echo God's promises for healing, for example, so they won't be able to get away from you. And in fact, Hebrews 10:23 could be interpreted, and let us hold fast to our confession, tightly wrapping our arms around it and embracing it with all of our might. And these words, hold fast, imply that there's always a fight to stay on track with God's promises. And when it comes to healing, you must cling to God's promises with unwavering determination. Without a conscious effort to hold tightly to God's promise of healing, experiences or negative voices will try to steal it from you. But Hebrews 10:23 goes on to say, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. And the word profession is from the Greek word homologia, which is a compound word. It's a compound of homo and logia. The word homo means one of the very same kind. And the word logia is the plural form of logos, which means words. And when these two words are compounded, they form this word homologia. And here it is translated as the word profession in the King James Version. But let me give you a very clear illustration of this word homologia. I'm a writer, and I've written many books, as you know. My words are my thoughts. They're my convictions, and they're my beliefs printed on paper. And if you read my books and agree with what I've written, in essence, you're in agreement and are harmonizing with me. If you take my viewpoints and begin to hold it in your heart and soul as your own conviction, it won't be long until you and I are fully aligned in our thinking and our believing. Then if you share that information with others, you'll not just be repeating or parroting what you've read in my books. You'll actually be speaking from your own heart about what you believe. And at that juncture, our ideas are not just parallel, they are united. And we are fluently speaking the same language of conviction. Similarly, when a believer confesses or professes God's word from a heart of conviction, His words are not just hollow or superficial. Rather, they emerge from a profound well of conviction deep within the soul. And after a period of renewing his mind, finally, he begins to see things the way that God sees them. And from that place of heartfelt conviction, he then begins to declare his faith. And because he internalizes God's word so profoundly that it harmonizes within his own innermost being, the person's words transcend the mere repeating or parroting of words and phrases, and instead, he boldly articulates his faith from a place of authentic belief. The truth is, many people make the mistake of merely repeating what they've heard someone else say without ever developing any depth of faith or understanding on their own. They say the right things, but because these words only come out of their mouths and not out of their hearts, their confession produces no results. It's essential then that your faith infuses your speech. For your confession to be impactful, it must resonate deep within the insides, the depths of your heart as it comes out of your mouth. So how do you avoid making a mechanical, mindless confession concerning God's will to heal? First, choose to believe what God says about healing. Commit your heart to believing His word, no matter how crazy it may sound to your natural mind. Number two, ask God to make His word real to you. So real, in fact, that if anyone even implies that what God says isn't true, you'll think that's the person that's out of their mind. Number three, pick up your Bible and do some serious study and meditation. Sow the word into your heart until you and God are aligned on the issue. And number four, once that alignment comes into being, open your mouth and start declaring the word of God over your body. Often people let go of their confession of faith for healing because the devil or other people tell them. This thing you're believing for isn't ever going to happen. Surely it would have materialized already if it was meant to be. You're just wasting your time. You need to forget it, let it go, and move on with your life. But instead of surrendering or backing down or giving in and giving up, you need to dig in your heels, drive down your stake, and tell the devil that you're not going to move from your position of faith. It may take a while for that promise to come into manifestation, but if you will fill your heart and mind with the truth of God's word about healing and health, if you will renew your mind to it and hold fast to your confession of faith, God assures us that perseverance will lead to tangible outcomes. James 1:3 says, "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." The word patience in that verse describes the heavenly force that God releases inside you in such a moment when your faith is being tried. The word originates in the Greek word hupomene, which is a compound of the word hupo and meno. The word hupo means under, and here it depicts one that's under a very heavy load. The word meno depicts the resolve to stay put, to abide, and to not move. But when these words are compounded to form the full word hupomene, the word patience, it would be better translated as the word endurance. And in fact, it carries the idea of abiding, defiantly sticking it out regardless of the pressure mounted against it. It's keeping a position, remaining in one spot or staying put. It also signifies staying power, hang in there power, or the attitude that holds on, outlasts, perseveres, and hangs in there, never giving up, refusing to surrender to obstacles, and turning down every opportunity to quit. And in fact, the word hupomene, translated patience in James 1:3, actually pictures one who's under a heavy load but refuses to bend, break, or surrender because he's convinced that the territory, promise, or principle under assault rightfully belongs to him. Thus, James 1:3 declares that a supernatural power is released in you the moment you choose to push back against the enemy's assault. Rather than face the fight on your own, you can be sure that God will join himself to the one who chooses to push back against the enemy's attack, and the Lord will fill that person with his supernatural ability to stay put, remain in his spot, keep his position, and maintain the territory he has gained as he outlasts any assault. Let's take this into your own personal story. If you're believing for healing, when you make a bold proclamation of faith, whether it be for healing and health or any other blessing, the devil is listening and will likely devise a test to see if he can put you under enough pressure to make you back off from what you have confessed. But if you make the choice to push back against the attack and say, "Devil, if you doubt my resolve, just watch as I cling fiercely to the promise God has made to me." And God will respond by filling you with so much hupomene that you'll be able to stay put, not budge, hang in there, never give up, refuse to surrender to every obstacle, and to turn down every opportunity to quit. That is the message promised to you in James chapter 1, verse 3. And indeed, when the devil sees God has filled you with hupomene, that is an unshakable resilience that never backs off, he is the one that will retreat. It's often after such a retreat that the manifestation of your confession swiftly comes. Wow. I can't tell you how long this process is going to take, but I can tell you that God responds to your decision to push back by filling you with hupomene, which endows you with all that is needed to stay steadfast until the fight is finished and you're standing healed and healthy. And if you exercise this kind of endurance, you have the key to receiving healing, deliverance, prosperity, protection, peace, joy, healthy relationships, and countless other blessings. And the RIV, that's the Renner Interpretive Version, of James 1:3 says it like this. You need to know, really know, and never forget The difficult situations come to see if you're serious about your stance of faith and if your faith is really all it claims to be or if it will break under pressure. But finally, when those tests let up and your faith is still standing strong, it will have proven your faith to be real. When you push back to resist the tests that have been sent to break you, that push back triggers a release of divine endurance that fills you from the top of your head clear to the bottom of your feet. It's a supernatural endurance that will enable you to bear up under any heavy load, and it will give you the ability to stay put, to hold your position, and to never surrender. I'm talking about a power that will enable you to hold on, hold out, never give up, never bend nor break, outlast, persevere, and stick it out. This power will strengthen you to hold on to whatever promise or territory is under assault. Amen. And for anyone who doesn't know why his faith is not working, and he doesn't seem to be able to find anybody who can help him find the answer, James 1:5 gives the best possible advice. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And this means God is more than willing to answer this question for anyone who is really willing to hear the answer. Wow. This verse promises you that if you ask God the reason for a delay to prayer, He will give you the answer that you need. So today, in addition to holding fast to your confession and letting patience do its work, draw near to the heart of God, ask Him your questions, be willing to hear the answers, and anything He tells you is for your good and is intended to speed up the process of receiving healing or whatever else it is that you've been believing for. I know I've covered a lot in today's letter, but next month I have more to share about what else must be done to obtain the blessing of healing. I'm pouring this out to you exactly as I believe the Holy Spirit wants me to do, and my prayer is that it's helping you move forward into the manifestation of healing and health that Jesus really purchased for you on the cross. Be sure to let us know how we can pray for you. As a matter of fact, we're waiting to hear from you right now. Just call us at 1-800-742-5593 on any weekday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central Time, or you can write to us at prayer@renner.org. We're already praying for you, but when we hear specifically how to pray, it helps us to pray for you more effectively. Remember that we love you. We thank God for you. Denise and I bless you and pray you'll enjoy a wonderful Christmas season with your loved ones this year. We are your brother and sister, friends, and partners in Jesus Christ, Rick and Denise Renner, along with Paul, Philip, Joel, their families, and our entire ministry team.